about 50 feet off, setting in nice and slow.
Okay, and the lineup might be just a hair different on this one. It's that loader where the gap in the rail, as you know, has to be lined up for that hopper. Probably easier for John to grab his bow line, and then I can shift it down in the river. Throw your bow lines on that bollard so you can, so they're easy to grab right now.
Okay, it looks like we're about 7 feet off bodily.
Okay, Olivia, I'll give you a little bump downhill and then push in.
Okay.
I think we just made her by the skin of our teeth. The tide's changed.
Yeah, looks like on the shore there she's just starting to steep up.
Yeah, there's two doors on the port side here.
Just so you know, Darren, we're about 2 feet off on the head end, 20 feet off on the stern.
Okay, I'll try to angle it down and push it in here.
Come down by another 4 feet here, but when you swing in, it might just line up and wait to see what happens when you get alongside.
Okay, I guess Darren's got to flip his outside bow line there.
Give it a little bump downhill. What do we need? About 3 feet.
Here.
we come down a hair, can we slacken those lines just a little bit or no? Looks like we kind of bounced back a foot or so.
We moved up a foot?
Yeah, by the looks of the hopper here.
I got a little bit of slack in my stern leading spring.
Okay, how's Gary's bow line? Can we, is it tight or can we put a foot in that?
We can go back about a foot. There's a little bit of slack in this. There.
Yep, it is. Yeah, as long as we got a spring going the other way, good tight, it looks fine.
Yeah, it's